That sounds pretty good.
That, don't do that into the microphone.
Are we doing this?
Oh yeah, hey, what's up?
I thought we were just testing.
No, we tested. Now we're positive, we're going.
You've tested positive.
We tested positive to have the greatest action sports podcast in the world.
Here we are once again. It's the Monday. Wait, will we do another one before Christmas?
Yeah, I assume. Did let's look at the date. Today is December 16th.
Did Hanukkah start yet? When does Hanukkah start?
I don't know. Let me look at my
iCal. When does it start?
We when talked about this last night or last issue.
I'm just curious.
Whatever we talked
just
about.
Just curious.
I don't know.
Okay, so we have another.
I believe it's 7 nights leading up to Christmas, right? So maybe it starts tomorrow.
So we have next Monday too, the 23rd. We will do one next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but will this one be a Christmas podcast too?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing?
I don't know. Happy Monday. We're doing this on a proper Monday. The Monday Mass with Chris Cote.
And my name is Todd Richards.
Hey, Todd.
Hey. How's it going?
Panic and Coffee and Tea is one of our presenting sponsors, and they do a lot more than just...
Yeah, they make great t-shirts.
This podcast.
You can order stuff online from panicandcoffeeandtea.com, and if you enter MASS20 at checkout, you get 20% off. My job is done.
So anyone in the world who wants to experience Panic and Coffee and Tea can go on panicandcoffeeandtea.com, buy a bunch of stuff, enter the code MASS20 at checkout. 20% off. What you just said, basically. I'm just repeating what you said.
Let's say I'm in the middle of the South Pacific in Tahiti, and I want Panic and Coffee and Tea. Can I get it?
Yeah. I assume. Adventure.io. We're a part of Adventure.io, and we've got our own adventure. We sold one, and it's happening January 13th.
Okay.
You're in town.
Yep.
I'm in town.
Sure.
We're going to make Rhino 80858's dream come true. He's coming to experience a Monday with Chris and Todd.
Definitely pregnant.
But our adventure of the month right now is really fun sounding. It's a guided snowmobile adventure in Whistler, Canada. So check out Adventure.io. And Todd, I just put up a video on my Instagram, at Chris Cote, on my story. Basically, last week we talked about giving the gift of an adventure in lieu of whatever else. Mm. And people are really taking a shine to it. They're very excited about it.
They're giving the gift.
You don't
of
have to leave your house. You don't have to go to Target or Walmart or Home Depot like I did last week on
Friday.
That's
an adventure.
That was an adventure, but that is something you do not want to do. You can be on your computer, on your phone, and just buy a gift card for an adventure. You're giving someone a life hammer experience.
And let's be honest. Gift cards are just better.
Yeah, they're the best. Yeah, I agree. No waste either.
New Greens. Awesome. We have another sponsor called New Greens.
Oh, New Greens.
It's the best thing that you can put in your body.
Well, I have a couple people who would beg to differ. you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Let's say there's one thing you can put in your body that both... Tell me about New Greens.
Okay.
So it makes you feel better.
It's a super supplement. Superfood. You know what superfood is, Chris? What's your name? It's like regular food.
I'm Chris.
But with a cape.
Makes you super.
That's right. Put that in you, shake it all around. You can go for days. Anyways, New Greens, proud sponsor of the Monday Mass. We're going to do a great giveaway with New Greens pretty soon. I don't know what it is yet.
Can't wait.
We're still spitballing.
Well, let's not do that in here. I don't have any towels. You Online has been our home since day one. Todd, remember when it was just me in here?
Just you and...
Diddling myself
just
on
you and you
podcast,
online.
And there was,
I do.
Nobody liked it.
And
it
would
was
be,
boring.
And I would come in as a guest.
And then
ratings
would
go through the roof.
And now ratings are always through the roof. Because us together, you and me together, you and I, we're great.
It's cool.
So, without me, you're nothing. I hate you. Nanocraft CBD is...
It's one of our longest-running sponsors.
And there, you know what? Thankfully, because we need that in our lives. Because we're skate. Todd, when's your birthday? It's tomorrow?
Soon-ish.
When's your birthday?
It's 3 days after the birth of Christ, if you're into that kind of thing.
I never heard of him, but I heard of you.
Yep.
And your birthday to me is, I would say, a more important landmark. This is a big one coming up for Todd.
It is.
Todd, I want to say
28 three or four times.
And we're going to talk about this for the next couple weeks because this is a big deal.
It's a festival.
And I want to say you are the most active and awesome, grommed out 40-something that
right.
I know.
That's right.
And that's going to change soon. Yep. You're still going to be awesome. You're still going
to
be grommed
out. Someone told me that when I hit this next birthday.
I don't, it's hard. It's scary
that,
to say it, huh?
Shit is just falls apart.
You do you, is it,
no,
be honest, is it weird to
yes.
say? I tripped
but
out when I turned 40.
Here's the deal, dude. Like, I feel like this one, like, I better get something fucking nice from my
oh,
family.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Like, if they don't,
oh,
they're in serious
they're
trouble.
Fired. They're canceled.
Yeah, you're canceled.
You're canceled.
I made it more than halfway. Okay?
Well, we're not going to, let's not say it yet.
Just
But
saying.
Your birthday's coming up.
December 28th. If you
put
guys
it on your calendars.
Want to celebrate diversity
with Todd.
With me. That's my birthday. December 28th. Anyways. So
can't
if you want
to,
if you
wait.
Just want to give me a present that's like Christmas and my birthday, you know, this is a combo.
Well, this is
like
from
a
all of us.
This is from all of us. It's a combo gift. If you want to do that, that's,
God, you've been dealing with that your whole life.
Fucking
huh?
sucks.
That's
people
why. That's why you are how you are.
That's right.
Which is humble and cool.
Just hatred.
And then hatred.
That's right.
You're humble. You're cool. You're hateful.
Anger leads to hate.
Double
hate
presents. Everybody get Todd. A,
leads to suffering.
Get him a birthday present wrapped in Christmas wrap. I'm sure you loved that growing up.
Yeah, that is.
We had Christmas wrap left over. I hope you don't mind.
Hi, this is something that we got for you. It's your birthday and Christmas.
The worst. I honestly, I feel better for your life because living like that is.
All right,
gotta be.
Can we move on? I'm going to cry.
OGO. OGO is a longtime supporter. They'll be with us through 2020. We're excited about that.
Life bags.
Yeah, we've got some, you know, they have some new colors of some of their best backpacks out now on OGO.com. They've also got a Japan collection that's coming out, and it's coming in hot. That's going to be my new bag, Daily Driver, from OGO. OGO.com, Mass 20.
Mass 20.
Yeah.
Once again.
Get it.
Chemistry Surfboards. You just picked up your surfboard from them.
And we have an interview with Jason Bennett, Shaper
Bennett.
Designer.
That's right.
So thank you very much for painting on the board. I've had some really good comments.
That's cool.
On it. And
it's hard to believe that I did that without using my hands.
Well, I had a heart-to-heart with Jason.
About what?
Asking him if you did paint it with your wiener, your penis, if you want to be scientific.
Oh, not my penis.
Oh, okay. Well, then he said you did not paint it with your penis.
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
All right.
But I did
guess
paint
we'll
it
never
with
know.
I did paint it with a penis.
There are some fine details, some fine thin line details.
Hey, speaking of penises.
That's nerd news.
Okay.
It's got to be, right?
I mean, does it fall into surf news?
Kind of.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Who else?
K2 Snow. We've been both ogling this new broadcast 156.
I'll tell you
high
what.
High quality snow sliding goods since 1987. K2 Snowboarding.
I'll tell you what, Chris.
Yeah.
I was talking to you about this in the parking lot. This is the first time in my life I've had this dilemma.
Well?
And this dilemma is, at the end of my season, I usually just give away all my snowboards to people, to my friends.
Nice
I gave
guy.
Away all my snowboards last year. I don't have a snowboard to ride right now.
Well?
This is the first time I have my powder board. That's it. Like, I don't give away my Yes 420.
Okay.
I don't,
do you have a video resume or a sponsor me tape?
I have some older pictures.
Well, maybe you could get me those and I could talk to my people at K2.
I'm just saying, it's weird. It's a weird position to be in because I have all this new gear, like my outerwear from Quick and my boots, and I'm ready to go. And I just realized 2 days ago that I don't have a freaking snowboard to go snowboarding on. So, yes, if you're listening to this, DCP, get on this shit. I need my boards, yo.
Well,
I'm still a professional snowboarder in some capacity.
Well, I was just going to offer my services via K2. Snow. You know who does have K2 boards, and we're very excited about this.
Who's that?
Kennedy Deck.
What's that?
Do you know who Kennedy Deck is?
Nope.
She is an absolute ripper. Announced to the K2 team.
Do you have any? Do you know where she's from?
I have footage of her in the new K2 flickering video.
Super good for a podcast.
Well,
all that footage.
You know what I'm saying? Is
it's all right.
You find it. I'm gonna post some of it on our Instagram. But we're stoked.
All right.
To welcome Kennedy Deck to the K2 team.
Is that all of our sponsors?
It's all of our sponsors. Support our sponsors.
Thank you.
If we're supporting your ears, support our
and
rears.
All of those brands
them.
Are great Christmas gifts.
Well, and you know what? We don't have to technically be sponsored because we would do this anyway. We would do this if no one was listening, if no one cared. Luckily for us, we have millions of listeners and they all care
That's
deeply.
Right.
And our sponsors have our back. Todd, Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards.
And penis worms.
And with that.
Wait, what?
Almost messed up. There's a dog fight happening outside.
Dog fight on my leg.
So I got an interview with
you're really bad at this.
I'm directing and producing and talking and hosting. I got an interview when I went and picked up my board from Chemistry. I had to take that opportunity to take Jason Bennett outside and talk to him. I've known Jason Bennett for many, many years. He's an amazing surfer, an incredible surfboard shaper, designer, businessman. Mm-hmm. And I got the chance to talk to Jason Bennett about the current state and future of surfboards. Here it is. Hey, it's Jason Bennett. We're at Chemistry Surfboards. I'm picking up my board, hand-shaped by this guy and hand-painted by Todd Richards. And he used his hands, right? Let's get that out of the way first.
Todd? Yeah, Todd did. Yes.
He used his hands.
His actual hands.
Okay, because he told me something gross about it, but I'm glad that that's happened.
He washed his hands afterwards, though.
Perfect. So, Jason, in surfboard making, right? Let's say you make a board for Baron Mamiya. And that is the Lamborghini. That is the most high-end, high-tech surfboard you can make for one of the best surfers out there right now. How does a board like that, how do you make a board that's going to make somebody feel like they're Baron Mamiya? You know, what is the difference between that high-end, elite-level surfboard than a board that a person like myself or kind of your mid-level surfer is going to get? Like, what is the technology you're putting in there? What's the approach to making
it? So you're saying that how do I translate a high-performance board into, like, an everyday board
exactly.
and still want to surf like a Baron Mamiya?
Yeah.
I would say simplifying the designs, lowering the rocker so that you could get the same amount of speed as he's getting, adding the correct volume because someone like Baron, he lives on the beach at Logs. He's surfing a lot. The guys, everyday surfers, may be surfing once, twice, three times a week. So you want something more volume, paddle. Main thing is to catch waves. So if you're not catching waves, you're not having fun. So get the volume to catch waves, lower the rocker to get the speed, and then kind of, you know, keeping it sensitive over the tail so you could do turns.
And for you guys, what's the latest and greatest for you in design? You know, what are some things that you've seen come up in the last couple of years that you're excited about that are working?
I'd say the material use. We're doing a lot of different materials. I mean, from varial to epoxies. We have our own technology, which is our Flextronic, and it's an e-poly, which we're having a polyester blank with a composite stringer that we actually custom build ourselves, and then we're glassing with epoxy, the e-poly, and we're the flex we're getting out of them, the spring back, and then the life out of it because of the composite stringer. You're never losing the flex out of the board like where you get. Say a regular board with, say, basswood stringer where it's going to feel really good, but it's like a skateboard. The pop right away is really nice, but then it starts dying out as the wood starts to deteriorate. Same thing with a surfboard. You get a brand new board, it feels real good. You have the pop, 6 months, it doesn't feel the same. With our Flextronic, it stays with the life of the board. So we're really psyched on it. People are, it's a little bit more pricey, so it, you know, if the customer wants to, you know, spend that extra money, they're getting the product where the money's worth that. You know?
But it's worth it to keep that pop.
It is.
That pop is worth it.
Yes, going back into wanting to surf like a Baron and me or like a, somebody, a high caliber surfer, that pop really helps.
Hell yes. And give me the Chemistry surfboards, you know, then and now story. You guys have been around for a minute and you're still, I mean, right here in Oceanside. This is
What do you call this? We call it the surfboard ghetto.
They call this Cutthroat Corner.
Cutthroat Corner.
The only reason because there's like five factories there, and there used to be a couple here that burnt down. But anyway, long story short, everybody's just trying to like, yeah, there's just a lot of us just trying to get over on one another in a kind of more of a funny way. But yeah, I mean, just here you have, I mean, there's Paizel over there. You have Global. The Birch is right there. We're right here.
Still the center of surfboard making. Pretty much. In San Diego. Yeah, in sure. North County, San Diego.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we just witnessed something. It's Oceanside. It's Oceanside. That's what's going to happen.
Whoa.
So Chemistry Surfboards yes. Now.
Okay. I was saying to you earlier. So, yeah, we started that. Dreaming it up around 2000. We became a brand in 2002. And I was telling Chris earlier, like, everything thinking back was analog. It was a hitting the streets, doing the trade shows, running print ads, just really like the process to get the brand across was there was a longer process, a harder process to now, you know. So I said it's been a lot, and a lot of learning, a lot of failures, but learning off those. And I'd say like a good way of putting it, I say this once in a while, like the three P's, patience, passion, and persistence. Like, you got those, like, you know, we're going on our 19th year. It's like, I think back, like, well, why, how are we still going? I mean, we were almost broke in 2008 to this, and it's like, I guess, you know, surfing came first. Like, we just loved the sport of it, the culture of it, waking up able to surf when there's, you know, offshore winds in 6 to 8 feet down in Mexico, and then coming back the next day and making surfboards. That whole, like, passion of it has kept us going, you know? And now going from talking about the analog to now the digital era, where how easy it is to get the brand across, to promote yourself, like, it is a blessing, but also it is a... it's a curse too, because there's so many more people doing it. You could, you know, search surfboards and everything comes up and everybody's biting each other because they see this and the next day they're building it. You know, before you everybody was a little bit more original because you didn't see everything going on. Yeah. So everybody had their own kind of like flavor. Now it's like everything's pretty cookie cutter and like it looks the same. One person's doing asymmetricals. Now everybody wants to do asymmetricals, you know. And fast, like next day they're doing them. Yeah. So it's got that gift and a curse for sure.
Yeah, it's an arms race for boards.
Exactly. But yeah, so going into that, yeah, here we are. Like, you know, it's going 2020 and
2020 would be the 20th anniversary of Chemistry.
No, it'd be 18th because the brand started 2002. So 18 years. Yeah. So we're going. I mean, it's the hardest thing is building boards in America. So when we hear people like being so proud of doing it, it's because how hard it is from, especially California. I mean, from just the permits that we need, the labor, the materials expense, like it's every day gets harder and harder. So we got to find alternative ways to, you know, keep producing high quality surfboards without going overseas. So.
Hell yes. Yeah. And I always say your shaper should be passionate about shaping, and it's not going to hurt if your shaper surfs really good. Jason Bennett surfs really, really fucking good. So thank you, Chemistry Surfboards.
Thanks, bud.
Can't wait to ride this board.
Yeah, man. Cool. I appreciate that.
Of course, yeah. Man.
So that was Jason Bennett. Nice, candid conversation in front of Chemistry Surfboards in Oceanside, California. I will be honest, I have not ridden the board yet. I haven't surfed since I talked to Jason. Actually, I did surf, and I brought the board, and I forgot my fins. So I had to borrow a board. Yeah, what a dork.
Idiot.
Todd.
Hi.
As from one big wave aficionado to the other.
Yes.
Let's talk about the CBDMD Jaws Challenge.
I just texted Albie to see if he wanted to come on here and talk about his
wipeout,
lip to face,
lip head.
He didn't get back to me though.
He
got pretty concussed.
Yeah, the Jaws Challenge was pretty crazy.
Really crazy.
It's wild that it's slow and it's a slow burn, but then when the sets come through, it's just terrifying. So you go from 0 to 60 feet, get it, in a split matter of seconds. And it's almost hard to watch because you don't know. And I remember I've commentated this event a couple times in the past. You don't know if these men and women are alive or dead after their wipeouts. And that is a really strange sensation when you're calling it. When you're watching it, it's a little easier because you can just enjoy it.
I do notice there's kind of a lot of nervous laughing.
Oh, yeah. There's.
You know, oh, that was a sick one.
Like, whoa, that was crazy. And then you kind of take a beat and you see the guy pop up, or you see his board pop up, and then you see his head pop up and his hand waves, and you're going, okay, next wave.
Hey,
so
I kind of heard, I forget who was telling me this, and I might be just completely making this up in my head, but
go ahead.
I heard that Jaws, compared to some of the other big wave spots, you pop up faster at Jaws. You don't get dragged underwater as far, like kind of like you would at Mavericks or like Nazare. Is that true? Have you ever heard that?
You're barking up the wrong tree over here.
I don't know. Well, you're around these big wavy people.
I've just heard that Jaws, the wave itself is so perfect, but in listening, you know, Kyle Lenny had a posted interview with Dave Wassel that was really, really interesting, because basically he's saying, look.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
All right.
Yeah, I'm doing it right. We're podcasting. Kai was saying that to get the inside, quote unquote, like barreling waves, you had to sit inside. You basically had to make the choice. Sit inside, get the barreling waves, or sit way outside and get the sets that are bigger, but maybe not as hollow.
Mm-hmm.
And so the choice to sit outside, obviously a little bit safer. Of course, the wave is going to be maybe a little bit bigger. If you sit inside, you're sitting on the train tracks and
so
blindfolded,
crazy.
And you don't know when the train's coming. And you know, every surfer in the lineup that day paid their dues.
Have you been out there on a boat?
I've never been out in the water there. I've been.
How about like
bluff.
like a big wave spot in general? Like when big waves are big waving. Chopu?
Todos and Mavericks. I've seen pretty
in
close.
The water, like pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like the scale, because I feel like you. It just gives you
the
much better than
skewed.
Like the noise and just that's so crazy. It's such a different sport.
Yeah, Waimea from the beach
is
one of those places that, I mean, you see, you go outside right now and look at a palm tree in your neighborhood. I mean, the waves are bigger than that. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I've only seen, we were at Waimea, like not the last Jaws, but the one before.
Right.
Not Jaws, but Eddie Aikau. Like the two of them ago.
Yeah.
And that was like just standing on the road, kind of looking down as you're
it's
headed.
Crazy.
Oh my, it's so crazy.
The beach
crazy.
Is shaking.
Yeah.
So Billy Kemper is now unbeatable at Jaws. 4-time winner. Incredible. And Paige Alms is the women's winner. And immediately after the women paddled out, you saw the trolls on Twitter, on Beach Grit message board, you know, what is going on? And I'm going, okay, you know what? Let's see your footage from paddling out at Jaws, from paddling into waves at Jaws. If anybody out there trolled or made a comment about any of the women at Jaws who were absolutely charging, if you made a disparaging remark, let's see your footage.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see your photos or video at Jaws. What are your credentials? You feel me?
I feel what you're putting down.
I kind of sounded pissed off right
you
there.
You were, a little bit.
So congratulations to all the competitors, and thank you for all surviving.
Heavy day.
It would have been a downer.
And it was an
upper.
I was trying to get a hold of to Albie this morning, but he took that one lip to the head, but it was basically like a building falling on you.
Crazy.
He's okay.
He's okay.
Shook.
I was thinking about Nora, his girlfriend, watching from the bluff.
Yeah, that's kind of gnarly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I've seen that at Cyclops in Australia. Not Cyclops.
What's the one? Chipsterns?
No. Well, at Chipsterns, but also firsthand in Australia during the Red Bull Cape Fear event.
Okay.
And at ours. And watching Jughead's wife and kids watch him almost die 40 feet away on that wave. And then he pops up. He was okay. It's just so gnarly. You're looking at the surfer, and that it must be so scary. But then you turn around, and you look at everyone else watching, and it's like a horror show.
There are...
it's fun to watch,
there's
though.
Consequences.
There are. And I'm not going to find out about those. I'll stick to... What's the biggest waves you're comfortable in?
Me?
Yeah.
Personally?
And let's say it doesn't have to be at a gnarly spot.
Like nervous, like nervous laugh, comfortable. Like, oh, this set's so big, we're all gonna die.
It's kind of big out here, and I kind of want to go in.
It's like double overhead, and I'm like, that's.
So let's say 8 feet.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
I'd say I'm kind of the same line. I don't have anything to prove anymore. 8 feet is totally.
I just want to have fun. I don't want to like.
I don't want to be
avoiding drowning the whole time.
If I want to get scared, I'll go on Twitter or watch the news.
If I want to get scared, I'll look at pictures of you naked.
That's scary. The Olympic race is still
lingering and heating and burning
a hole in my pants.
So the deal is now is that John Florence versus Kelly Slater for the spot.
One spot on the men's Olympic U.S. team for surfing.
Two men enter, one man.
Exactly.
Just thunder-doming it.
Well, I got... So on worldsurfleague.com, there's a bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I love that word, just so you know. Bracket.
Yeah.
There's a bracket about the Pipe Masters, and then they've gone and they've listed out all the possibilities for outcomes, and this is including Olympic stuff. Do you want to talk about that?
Is this just going to be like a crazy statistic, like word salad?
No, it's actually pretty mellow. And the Billabong Pipe Masters is off today, Monday, December 16th. It might be on tomorrow. So, the first heat, Italo and Pedersen Crisanto. Italo needs to advance to avoid being overtaken by Gabriel Medina. If he loses in this heat, Medina will get the title. Crisanto is tied for 20th with Connor Coffin.
Wait, so is Italo against Gabriel Medina?
No, Italo is going up against Pedersen Crisanto.
Okay, okay.
So Italo just needs to keep advancing further past what Gabriel's doing.
Okay.
Pedersen, I know you don't care about Pedersen. He's a nice kid. Okay, he's a nice guy. He's got to do something. Wow. But we want Connor Coffin on tour. That's our friend. Pedersen's my friend, too.
Okay,
I'm just saying
they're all your friends.
But Connor, you know, like we love Connor.
Whatever.
Heat two is Yago Dora versus Julian Wilson. Julian Wilson can guarantee provisionally his Olympic qualification.
That is
spot.
Not guarantee provisionally.
What?
Those
no, definitely, maybe
exactly
on it. Yeah, if he wins this heat,
he might
be on the Olympic team.
So dumb.
If never mind that one. Heat three, Ricardo Christie versus Jack Freestone. Jack needs to win this heat if he wants to get on the Olympic team. So Jack Freestone and Julian Wilson are both also fighting for spots in the Olympic team.
All right.
And if Jack wins this heat, he can take over the Triple Crown lead from Ethan Ewing if he wins pipe. It's easy. Heat four is a heat everyone's talking about. Seth Moniz versus Kelly Slater. Slater must win at pipe. If John gets ninth, Slater would also get the Triple Crown lead if he gets third or better.
Wait, I'm reading this differently. Slater must win pipe with John Florence getting fifth or worse. Or got a second and hope that John finishes ninth.
Right.
See, all this shit, like, this is, like, so much for people to digest.
Do you need a Tums?
I do.
Heat 5. Gabriel Medina versus Kyle Ebele, the rematch. Remember the interference? Oh, okay. I have nothing personal against Gabriel Medina.
Cry is free.
But when you sick your millions of cyberhounds on Kyle Ebele for your mistake and then don't apologize.
F that noise.
I'm going for Kyle Ebele all day. Gabriel needs to win this heat.
Is it Kyle?
And finish one position above Italo if he
Chow.
Wants to win. Kyle.
How do you spell Chow?
Same.
Right, but why don't you use Chow?
You just don't.
Say Kyle.
Brazilian.
Okay.
I'm going for Kyle in that. But Gabriel's so good.
He's really good, but he's also
really
like,
damn good.
He's also the dude. He's the freaking Lance Burkhart.
He is the living Lance Burkhart. But he does. It's weird because he does these really nice things for people.
Yeah,
and he's really nice and personal when you're with him. But then he does these things, and you're going, dude, you don't have to.
He's just hyper competitor, and that's like it's a turnoff.
Just chill out. Yeah, it doesn't turn you on, does it? It turns you off.
It reverses my boner.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think we all are reversing.
Reverse engineer.
Boner reversal. John Florence is going up against Sully Bailey. John needs to get through this heat.
And John is surfing like the gangbusters.
That's right. Heat 7, Jesse Mendez, Griffin Colapinto. Jesse needs to get third or better in the entire contest if he wants to requalify. Heat 8, Perez, Andino. Andino must win pipeline and hope that Gabriel and Italo lose in the next round.
How would that be? That would be...
That would be sick.
Because Chloe is already on the Olympic team.
Yeah.
So
Chloe's on.
That'd be a great banner
year
for him.
Big news, more Olympic news.
Saw this.
Paris 2024. Surfing will not be in a wave pool. It will not be at a beach break. It will be at the end of the road. Chopo.
That is rad. Chopo. That's so rad.
I'm excited about that.
It's really cool. Unfortunately, I think that whoever is calling the surfing event on NBC will probably be in Stamford, Connecticut.
Well, I'll do it. I'll still do it.
It's not as cool as
staying
at Mommy and Poppy's
5 years away.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It comes up quick, dude.
It does come up quick. In other surf news, we've had some swell in Southern California, it looks like.
But wait. What? There is a new local in the lineup at Swami's.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like, is that even news? Because it's not happening.
There's been so many jumping
sharks. We're talking about a big old shark breach at one of the most populated
with kooks
spot and rippers in Southern California, Swami's.
Yeah, there's a shark caught on Surfline Cam last night. And it was weird because not only do we have sharks jumping, but we also have beaches just flooded with penises.
I know. To me, this is like an episode.
It made national news.
This is like an episode of Watchmen. But instead of squids dropping from the sky, we have penises on the beach.
Multiple peni. Is that the plural?
Penises. Wieners. What are these things?
They are worms.
Okay.
That come up out of the water, out of the sandy water area. But I think it was because of the big swell, and also because
you should talk into the microphone.
I did.
No, you're holding it. When you start talking about penises, your hands do something weird, and your microphone goes away from your face.
Right.
Next time you start talking about penises, hold the mic straight to your mouth.
Okay.
So we can hear you.
Anyway.
Look, I'm just telling you.
Isn't it like the super high tides? I brought out the peni fish.
But they covered
the beaches, and it was like on. It was national news.
That it should be.
Beaches were just dildo.
One penis washing up on the beach. That's
normal. You know what's weird is when you find those fish are all in mommy's drawers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Right?
What if? let's just say.
What if your kids came home and they're like, Mommy, I found a whole bunch of those penis fish. I didn't realize that the tide came up this high.
Yeah. Kids, tide comes up all the way to Mom's bedroom. It's weird. They're mine. Do you remember there was a few years back at Swami's again? This is a hot spot. No penis fish at Swami's, right?
All
right. Just sharks.
Yep.
A bunch of bales of pots are washing up on the beach.
Pot fish.
And people were grabbing it and smoking it, and people were going, "Have you tried the seaweed, man?"
Seaweed.
I swear.
Shut up.
I swear to you.
There's pot.
It happened.
That happens. That kind of happens a lot around here a lot of time. Like they're smuggling stuff and it falls off the boat and
yeah,
just bales of weed show up.
Yeah, wild stuff.
Anyway,
that's surf news for now.
That's surf news.
Yeah. So, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's about to happen, and we'll talk a lot about it next week.
We need to leave a little meat on the bone.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Give the gift of an adventure this year. Get the Adventure.io app for yourself, and then give the gift of an adventure. That's a professional voiceover voice.
That's good, dude.
It was All Hail Cardiel Day, December 14th. John Cardiel's birthday on December 14th, Saturday night.
There you go.
That is the news you need to know.
Cards
that was
a big birthday.
He's the best. I mean, everybody considers everyone John Cardiel one of the greatest of all time.
Loves John Cardiel. Are you kidding me?
Another one of the greatest of all time.
Your friend?
John Cardiel right now has an interview on VansParkSeries.com talking about Vans Park Series 2020. Some hot changes coming up, Todd. We're talking about jam formats. We're talking about added obstacles.
Mm.
It's going to be sick. And read about it. Dave Carney, who, and I just found this out, Dave Carney from Big Brother, also
surfboards?
Skateboards? Shares a birthday with John Cardiel.
Wow.
Yeah. My friend, big fan of the Monday Mass. I'll introduce you to him someday, Todd. Tony Hawk. He has joined Maya Angelou, George Lopez.
Some other people from California?
Who else? Wolfgang Puck.
Really?
James Lawson Jr. National Science Foundation Director France A. Cordova.
You mean the Wolfgang Puck, the pizza Wolfgang
That's
Puck?
That's right. In
gave me explosive diarrhea from his restaurant in the LAX.
California Hall of Fame. We got astrophysicists, chefs, and now we got Tony Hawk. I feel like Tony Hawk is, he's constantly in the good news cycle.
He's good. It's a good place to be.
He was on Jack Black's video game show. Have you seen that?
Jack Black's video game show?
You haven't seen that?
No. What's that?
Jack Black has a video game show.
Really?
On YouTube.
With it's his called Jack son. Black's video game show?
It's, I can tell you about it. My friend Tim from K2 told me about it, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, Jack Black has a video game show that I had just watched that was really fun. And the name is actually funny, too. So I didn't know Jack Black skates. So Jack Black has a mini ramp. Tony and it's called Jablinski Games.
Okay.
So we got, you know, Jack Black. He has all these cool
like stars,
celebs. Come on.
And they play games.
They play games. You got The Rock. Tony Hawk was just on there. Tony Hawk skating Jack Black's mini ramp with Riley Hawk and then playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater. It's a great show.
I like that.
It's a great show. Congratulations to Tony Hawk. You are now a California Hall of Famer.
Very cool.
Thank you to Governor Gavin Newsom and Jennifer Siebel Newsom for inducting those nominees.
Awesome.
There's a new skateboarding game hitting Nintendo Switch late 2020.
I heard about this.
What'd you hear about?
Well, there's rumors. There's more than one
rumor. There's been a lot of talk.
There's been a lot of talk that there will be a new Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
This is not that.
But I know it isn't, but I'm just telling you.
Okay.
There's been
I could probably just call Tony.
You could. He's not going to admit to anything. Well, because it would affect.
But I'm just saying to you, I could call him.
Anyway, so there's rumors that there's a new Tony Hawk Pro Skater game coming. There's rumors that
that's
skate
him right there.
That skate is coming back. That's not him.
No.
Doesn't say Tony Hawk.
It's Oliver Kurtz, one of the producers on Surf Breaks. I got to film an episode. So keep going.
Anyway, there's skateboarding is coming back into the gaming world.
Yeah, and this one. This one. Now, I'm not saying this is going to be better or worse than Tony Hawk Pro Skater because I don't
or
know.
Or skate. I'll argue with you. Skate is better than Tony Hawk.
No, Tony Hawk's the best one.
I don't think so.
And the best surf video game is Trans World Surf. These are facts. So there's a video game coming out in 2020. It's called Skate Bird. And it was launched on Kickstarter. Ended up with nearly... They asked for $20,000 to make this game. They ended up with nearly $70,000. And so here it goes. And they must have been inspired by Tony Hawk. Right? Because this game, players will control colorful skateboarding birds in a, quote, bird-sized parks made of bendy straws, staplers, cardboard, sticky tape.
Like fingerboarding.
With birds.
I know, but like it's like what you would fingerboard on.
Yeah, but with right? bird board.
But with a bird.
Bird boarding.
Hey, look, if the physics is good and it's like they
I'm
make
excited.
It. Who cares? I don't care if it's a bird. Could be
what
one
kind
of, those,
of bird would you skate with?
Could be one of those penis fish. I don't care.
What kind of bird are you skating with? Go ahead. You go first. I'll go second.
You want me to go first?
Yeah. What's your dream bird to skate with in Skate Bird?
In Skate Bird?
Just yeah.
Like a crow.
This is a crow.
Yeah, kind of like he'd be like a zero, he'd be like Skater Zero.
I'm going with a gilded finch.
Weird.
I don't know what that is.
You're so weird.
I'm excited to play Skate Bird, and I know my kids are going to
be
hooked on it.
What about Todd Falcon?
There you go. Skate Bird's is coming. Tony Hawk Pro Skater might be coming.
There's some stuff.
I'll talk to Tony about it.
There's some stuff coming.
I'll talk to Tony about it.
I think there's some stuff coming.
I just this morning watched Daniel Vargas versus Jake Wooten in Woodward's Mano a Mano.
And
ultimate
we,
game of skate on a mini ramp.
As we spoke before, that mini ramp is slick as snot.
Well, they were freaking ripping.
Yeah, it's crazy how good they are.
Is
Pashinsky in it this year?
I'm pretty
remember.
Sure.
That's the one to watch. Like, Dave Pashinsky is freaking crazy.
Well, I got the next one. I know CJ Collins is in it. The list of skaters in it is really cool, and it's so fun to watch. And as I mentioned last week, and I gave you one, right?
What,
you're in the Wooten clan.
I got a Wooten shirt.
Yeah, we're in the Wooten clan, so we're going Wooten all the way. Your bro, a guy that I've met a few times, you're homies with him, Danny Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most stylish skaters ever, has a brand new album with his band, the Reverend Baron Band, and it's called Overpass Boy. And as the Barracks say, as if this new D-Gar tunes weren't enough, he's also treating us to a minute of new footage.
That's insane. Because not only is Danny Garcia like a handsome, he went to the handsome boys modeling school.
Yeah.
He's also like,
I was the janitor.
Also like plays music, super styly skater.
Oh, and one of those people Danny that does Garcia, everything yeah, super good.
Yeah. Team handsome.
God. Support Danny Garcia. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Let's see if I can whip it up.
How long is it going to take?
About nothing. Not even anything. I mean, no time. Danny Garcia. Wait, that's not Danny Garcia.
No, that is a Danny Garcia, but I don't believe it is the Danny Garcia.
Wait, what did I say his band was called? Reverend Baron?
Sure. Right there. Booyah.
Got him. And that's Danny Garcia.
There he is.
See Reverend Baron.
Look how handsome he is.
And this is brand new. This is from Overpass Boy. The first song is called Jackie. Where is it?
Go.
I'm putting my mic over. Come on, Danny. This is a build up.
Jackie wore a dress. Jimmy always.
I already like it.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. I'm already liking it. That was good. I'm backing it. I back Danny Garcia. I know you do too, Todd. So go get Reverend Baron. Check it out on Spotify. Our homie Kyle Berard was on the Nine Club. Haven't listened to it yet, but love Kyle and will listen to that episode very soon. Did you see the new Blondie McCoy Adidas Superstar 80s shoes?
No.
In Freedom 19.
Nope.
They're clear.
Clear shoes?
Clear shoes.
Did you?
With three stripes on the side. Black stripes, clear shoes.
Did you ever hear the joke about the man who went into the psychiatrist's office wearing clear pants?
Uh-uh.
Psychiatrist goes, I can clearly see your nuts. It's pretty good, right?
That is good. I got some good news for you, Todd.
Is it better than clear shoes?
Through December 31st, you can help make a young Arizonan skateboarder's dream come true for $54.95.
Okay.
You can donate to the awesome OG skater-owned and operated skate shop, Cowtown Skateboards.
Yeah.
And they will provide a skater kid in need with a brand new complete. So all the way to December 31st. So we're asking you out there in Monday Mass land to go to cowtownskateboards.com and donate $55.
They have some of the best videos as
well.
Oh,
yeah.
Cowtown
and,
guys.
Yeah, they'll make a kid's dream come true. Do it. You don't... $55 these days is...
That's a latte and parking.
Right. And also, I want to give a shout out to Humidity Skate Shop in New Orleans. They're giving kids that get good grades, they're giving them decks.
This is rad.
This is good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very positive.
So, Humidity Skate Shop, New Orleans, Cowtown Skateboards in Australia, in Arizona. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
You get all A's and B's. Like, that's
cool.
If
right?
that was me, if someone had that in my high school,
I think
I would have tried.
Yeah. I barely graduated.
Same. You know, it's super easy to change an F into a B.
I've heard that.
On your report card.
I've heard that. Thanks again to the Urge Skate Co. for your Wooten Clan shirts. Todd and I are both big fans. Any more skate news?
No, I think we should move on to snowboard news.
Snowboarding news is brought to you by K2. And we, again, want to welcome Kennedy Deck to the K2 AM team. She absolutely rips. Watch her in Flickering. And get yourself a K2 board if you want to shred.
So check it
out. You should.
You want to drop this heavy news?
Let's start it with some good news,
okay.
And then we'll go to the bad news.
All right, so this
the
week.
Big opening.
The big opening happened this weekend. The who's who. And I'm talking who's who of action sports showed up at Park City for Woodward Park City's grand opening. You know, you've got your Matt Hoffmans, your Travis Pastranas, your Brock Crouches,
yep.
Sage Kotzenbergs.
Yep.
You've got your Tony Hawks. I mean, it was a wild, good time. Santi Gold played.
Come on.
I mean, it's great. It is now open. Woodard Park City is now open for you to go and flip into foam pits.
My friend Tony Hawk was there skating.
Did you see the skate park?
Yeah.
It looks insane.
My question
that's just
is,
one
when
of
are we
them.
Going?
We can go whenever. We just need to like literally.
Plan it out.
Yeah. We could go. And it's really easy to go there. I mean, like from San Diego, we could be skating or riding that same day because they have night shred.
You fly to Salt Lake City.
Fly to Salt Lake City takes about 35 minutes to get up to the zone.
So it's not even like, because we've gone to Salt Lake City a couple times together. When you fly to Salt Lake City to get to Park City, it's usually like an hour.
Ish.
But this is kind of closer than all the resorts.
It's right off of the highway. You're right off.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
And is there a lot of snow up there?
There is. It's been dumping. I mean, it's really, there's been a couple storm systems that have come through, not only from
storm systems. Just me. You, Mr. Smart Guy.
There's been several storm systems.
Really? Storm systems is coming through.
Spraying snow on your.
So there's a lot of snow.
There's some good amount of snow.
All right.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. And then also. This weekend, when that grand opening was happening that I was originally supposed to be at, I ended up being commentating the NBC, the Grand Prix from Copper Mountain. Scotty James won again because Scotty James is the most technical halfpipe rider that has ever
so
existed.
So gnarly. And I was reading this morning, so Scotty James, Japanese rider in second.
Yuto.
Mm-hmm. The other Yuto. Snow Yuto.
Yuto Hergum. Not Yuto Hergum.
Snow Yuto.
Yeah, Snow Yuto.
He's gnarly as
He's
well.
He's really good. But Scotty's so fucked up good.
Yeah. So do you think this season of contests, like, Scotty's just going
to... Yeah, and here's something. I was talking to my co-host, Todd Harris, about this, and it's... and
my favorite Todd.
Other people.
I mean,
listen,
top two.
Real talk. You want to get real talk?
Yeah, let's hear it.
This
let's
is like
real.
This is part of the
snow
opinion.
News.
This is the opinion of snow news. This is what, like, you tune in for the penis, but this is why you stay.
Right. Come for the penis. Stay for Todd talk.
Stay for app pillow talk.
Well, give it.
So, you know, this year, Chloe Kim is off to Princeton.
Yep.
Sean White is retired from competition, basically.
Forever?
Kelly, well, kind of. Like, wouldn't you? He definitely wasn't at the first Grand Prix. I don't know if he's going to be
don't
at
know.
The Whatever. I'm just saying. He's not around. And then, like, Kelly Clark is gone. She's retired. So, it's freaking boring right now. And Danny Davis is kind of like focusing on doing more Peace Park and more creative riding. So it's like you have this competition, and you know, yeah, Scotty James is there, but it's just kind of like it's kind of boring.
Robotic.
It's robotic because after watching Peace Park and the half park portion of Peace Park, where there's all kinds of different
hips
and all kinds of things. And I know the U.S. Open has changed up their format for their superpipe for this year. I saw the drawings for it. They're going to take cues from that. And unless the Grand Prix evolve and create something new, it's just going to be like this boring competition
fest
that no one even like cares about. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, there's a lot of people competing in this event that don't have sponsors. You know, and these are really insanely good halfpipe riders, and they're not getting a lot of support because it's boring.
Well, do you think that halfpipe snowboarding is going to go the way of halfpipe skateboarding?
It's following a similar trajectory. I think that you need, like, once the heroes are gone, you know, Sean put a spotlight on, like, whether you like Sean White or you don't like Sean White,
he
put a spotlight on halfpipe snowboarding.
Right.
And now if he exits... And it's just, you know, and like Danny Davis isn't really into it. And then, you know, what if Scotty James in another year decides that he wants to focus on backcountry, and the Ferguson brothers are like, yeah, we'll do one contest a year, but we're, you know, until
the people we want
to
see.
Yeah, the people we want to see decide to bow out, then it's boring.
Yeah.
So I'm saying they've got to evolve. They have to do something new. They've got to, like, you know, they've got to figure out a way to get people interested in Superpipe again.
We know what you do. You just put wolves in the flat ground
wolves.
Of the flat bottom of the
wolves.
Half site. Yeah, like six wolves.
Yeah.
Not, but honestly, thank you for talking from my heart.
I just think that I think that, you know, a 22-foot deep super pipe is super intimidating to your average Joe.
I'm scared of it.
I think that the lifespan of the 22-foot deep super pipe is going to go away. I think we're going to go back to seeing more 18-foot pipes at ski resorts. Maybe there'll be 2, 3, or 4 22-foot deep super pipes around the planet.
Yeah.
But it'll be like a mega ramp. Like, you'll go there to train and compete, and those sites will always have them, and the events won't ever be anywhere else. They'll always be at these four places because they're the ones that are going to dedicate the
mini ramps, man.
Not really mini ramp. Like, an 18-foot super pipe is not mini.
How about an 8-foot?
An 8-foot's fun as hell.
Let's do that.
Anyway, so
but the contest,
that's that.
I like your point there, and I agree with you. The contest this weekend, I watched some of it. It was gnarly weather.
Yeah, it was crazy. It snowed like 2 feet that evening.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
But hard to compete in, I'm sure.
The fact that Scotty did what he did in those conditions is insane.
And since we have no Chloe Kim, everyone expect Maddie Maestro
was supposed to win.
To win, but she got second.
Coral Castellet. No, Maddie got third.
She got third.
Jiayu Liu, she got second, and then who won? Coral Castellet won.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was there's still the superstars of Superpipe, but like I said, it would be a lot cooler if it changed a little bit.
When is our next opportunity going to be to watch Marcus Cleveland, Renny Rinnecongas, and the like?
That will be Dutour.
Dutour.
That's right. And that's
can't
coming
wait.
Up in first week of February.
I can't wait.
You're going to be there.
Hopefully. We'll see what happens. And now the sad news, and this is a warning to everybody out there.
Super warning.
Avalanche happened near the canyons on Sunday, and a 45-year-old snowboarder died. And this was a place that this guy got to just from the top of the lift. So
yeah,
it wasn't
look,
like he hiked or...
It's early season. There's a shitty layer of snow under there.
So what do you do to be careful? What are the easiest tips?
Easiest tips?
Yeah.
If you are going into hike out of bounds, you need to have a transceiver. You need to know what terrain looks like. If it looks too good to be true...
It probably is.
It probably is. And most avalanches occur on a lot... mellower slope than you would think.
Yeah.
It's not always those big slopes that crack open. It's like the slopes that are like 45 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, 40 degrees. That's where like most avalanches occur, is on those mellower slopes. So you got to be careful. Don't ride over your head. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Just use your head. Don't start riding any big convex rolls and
yeah.
Just don't be a dumbass.
Well, the basic principle applies to. And you see these signs all over when you're on the mountains. You see them in Hawaii. They should be at skate parks as well. When in doubt, don't go out.
Hole.
And that can be going across all. But we do our hearts go out to, this guy who was just trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
And
as you know,
unfortunate happened.
His day started like any other day. His day started like our day here. Got up, got some coffee, got stoked. He was going to go out and ride. And unfortunately, probably a series of errors led to him being buried. So just don't make that mistake. Think before you go. Look before you leap.
Yeah.
What's another one?
Know before you, bro.
Know before you go. Knowing is half the battle.
So
anyway,
from that, let's go to some good news.
What's that?
Some joyful news.
Joy.
Joy. A snowboard film. It's going to be, if you're in the local area here in San Diego, it'll be at La Paloma Theater, the iconic, always awesome La Paloma Theater on December 21st.
Fugazi played there.
Yep. So did
Jerry Seinfeld. That was his first stand-up gig, right?
And the Ramones.
Ramones played there?
Yep.
At La Paloma?
Yeah. I wrote about it in Encinitas Magazine.
Oh, I don't read.
The Ramones played there, and there was 17 people in the crowd.
Wow. And wasn't the Pennywise show the last show that ever played there because you guys ripped all the seats up?
Cut You Up played there after Pennywise played.
But people didn't rip the seats out?
No. I did not rip any seats out during the Pennywise Momentum 2 premiere at La Paloma with Sprung Monkey and Electric Kool-Aid.
But they did.
I did stage dive from the seats, not from the stage, which was not the right thing to do.
Where did you stage dive?
So I jumped off a seat into the crowd backwards, so I landed on everyone's back of their head.
Oh, my God.
It was a mess.
That sucks.
So Joy will be at La Paloma. We're very excited that.
Are you going to go?
That. Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Right. Brock Crouch is in it, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Brock.
Do you think they
going.
Timed it? Because it's like joy to the world.
Yeah, definitely. Nice. It's a Christmas snowboard.
Oh.
So that'll be fun.
It's like Home Alone.
Any other snow news, Todd?
Feel like there is.
Yeah, there probably is.
I'll get to it.
We'll be back next week.
Oh, whoa. What happened
Jesus
there?
Jesus Christ. Falcon just flew in here. Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. Remember, PanikinCoffeeAndTea.com is offering 20% off on your entire purchase.
Look.
Enter Mass 20.
It's not too late.
Live like us. Like Todd and I. And everybody, Tony Hawk goes there. Steve Caballero, Kevin Staub,
Mike McGill,
Emily Ratajkowski, the famous actress model goes there.
She was in town not very long ago.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
We'll talk later.
Isn't she friends with your sister?
I'm friends with her.
Okay. That's weird.
I'm friends with her, dude.
You follow her on Instagram, or did she block you?
No.
Oh.
No, we're down. It's cool. All
right.
My son's first crush. Pretty sure.
What?
Yeah, he didn't admit it, but I could tell. I was talking to her. It's a long story.
Wow, things are really heating up in here.
Yeah, it is. So nerd news. The nerd news that we have to report is I have yet to catch up on Watchmen. I'm almost there.
You got two episodes back.
For my money, Watchmen is as good as anything.
I'll tell you what.
It's as good as Game of Thrones.
It is. It's different. Watchmen ended last night.
But don't say anything.
I'm not going to spoil it, but I will tell you that is how you end.
Okay.
That is how you end a series.
It's as good as Game of Thrones. It's as good as Mandalorian. Mm. It's as good as anything. Mm. It's so crazy.
You know what else is really
good?
If
you're not watching it, just...
You're fucking stupid.
God!
You know what else is really good?
I'm so bummed on you if you're not watching it.
The Expanse.
The Expanse?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like...
Tell me more, because now I'm going to be looking for something else to
watch. The Expanse started on Sci-Fi, and it's kind of a slow burn, kind of nerdy science fiction.
I know about slow burns.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just got picked up, and it's, you know, the fans wanted another season.
Okay.
And Amazon gave them what they wanted. And it just premiered last week. The fourth season is on Amazon. And I'm like a Expanse fan because it's like smart sci-fi. It's not like, you know.
Did you see that new? There's a new sci-fi. It's kind of the Titanic.
Oh, that looks
Airplane.
Funny.
That looks funny
that
on
looks
HBO.
Really funny. Yeah.
Also, Rick and Morty season 4. Every episode is just, I mean, it is the most absurd, out of control cartoon ever made.
I didn't see this week.
It is so...
Did you watch last night?
The last episode had dragons in it, and they were super sexual dragons, and there's dragon orgies. It is... We have to... My girlfriend and I watch this together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for kids. It's for adults.
No, it's definitely...
Like us.
Yeah.
We watch this together, and we literally have to pause the show multiple times to stop laughing.
Yeah.
Because if you are laughing... You can't.
Yeah,
you miss the next. Fast.
Yeah. That's. So, I've definitely like. I download a lot of Rick and Morty for flying.
Oh my god!
And it's so funny. But I feel like, we skipped over something huge, Chris.
The Mandalorian.
Nope. What starts?
Star Wars
starts this week. That's
Curb
right.
Your Enthusiasm.
Does that start this week? Dude?
Curb Your Enthusiasm starting soon.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is coming.
Rise of Skywalker.
But last week
is
you were over it. You were over it last week.
Back,
huh?
I'm back.
Yeah,
I'm
you've back. Been watching the trailers. You've
well,
been
anyway, Wednesday is a new episode of Mandalorian, which may or may not tie directly into it.
The movie It? That's, about the clowns?
No, not that one. The It as in
into Star Wars.
Into Star Wars.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow.
Anyway.
So when are you seeing it? You're seeing it opening night, I'm assuming.
Friday
night. So we're going to get a full report
next
on
week.
The new Star Wars and last of the saga.
Yes. And
am I saying that right?
Yes.
You look like you're going to hit me.
No,
did I say something
I'm
wrong
not.
About Star Wars? I'm
no,
sorry.
You're good.
Jesus you're good. Christ.
Another.
Holy Skywalker. Another, God, settle down.
Holy Skywalker. You want to hear something super nerdy?
Yeah.
So it's not really news to anyone that I like video games.
Okay.
So I got there was a lot of hype a couple months ago about or like a month ago about this.
Oh, the sex doll game where you have the glasses
no,
on and
not
that one.
Not that one.
Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you.
I started playing this game called Death Stranding. You heard about it?
No.
It's got Norman Reedus in it, the guy from The Walking Dead, you know, the guy with the tattoos.
Yep. I know of that. I don't know of the
talks
game.
Talks like this. Well, anyways, it's like this is a fucking weird game, man.
The sex game?
No. It's not yet. Might be.
That's your news. That's, you're playing a weird video game.
Playing a weird video game. I'm upset. Wow. I don't even really know how to talk about it. It's so bizarre.
Yeah. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Adidas has a Star Wars shoe collab?
I just put that on there for you. Adidas has a Star Wars collab shoe. It's different than the Blondie McCoy clear shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's anything else? That was the news.
What else is nerdy? You got anything nerdy?
I got the review of Jumanji 2.
Did you see it?
From my kids. They said it was great.
Of course they did.
Oh my gosh. Are you I got nerd news.
What?
So we've seen Home Alone 1 and 2 a million times.
Right.
And we just recently watched Home Alone 3. And then I went and looked at it, looked it up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone 3 was trending. It's been trending all week on Twitter because people are claiming Home Alone 3 is the best Home Alone.
Wait, Home Alone 3?
Exactly. I didn't know there was a 3. It's not Macaulay Culkin. It's a new kid. And there's these like Russian terrorists and
wow. And this
and
came
there's
out?
Sex. There's penises.
This actually came out. Oh, speaking
of. No. Home Alone 3. And I watched it with my boys.
It was good?
And it was good.
I
liked it.
I saw the Good Boys.
Oh, you saw the
my
Good
God,
Boys.
It's really funny.
Crazy, right?
Super funny.
And how old are your kids?
Oh, I didn't watch it with my kids.
No, I'm saying how old. So
I have teens.
So my kids are the same age as the Good Boys. So,
so
it made it
gnarly.
That much crazier.
So gnarly.
Good Boys is sick. So that so before we go into the questions, last thing on nerd news, do you have any like cool holiday traditions? We'll get to the real Christmassy stuff.
That's next
week. Next
week,
but like leading up, you know, like we do Elf on the Shelf.
We do we watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy, right. But in like after Thanksgiving until Christmas.
Okay, not all in one sitting. You're not like sweating in sweatpants, like
no, but it's like a thing. Like it's like a thing.
Okay. So Do Not Disturb for
and
the
they're
couple
all
weeks
like three. I mean, they're the extended version, so they're all like 3 hours long.
God, you're watching Lord of the Rings and playing some weird video game all day long.
In my dreams.
Jeez. So that was Nerd News brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. We got questions.
I got questions. I got a really good question from Adam Maze Art. I think that's what's his shit name?
Adam
Maze
Art.
Just texted me back.
Yep.
I asked him before the episode, I'm like, hey, Albie Lair, do you want to talk today on the Mass about the event at Jaws? And he said,
no.
Still way too out of it. Thanks, though. So he got rocked.
Yeah, he got rocked.
Really rocked. Wait, did you get questions? I got a really good one.
Yeah, I got some questions. Last week's question sucked.
Oh,
sorry to
this
sound
one,
harsh,
here we go.
But these questions
this
week are good.
I am go first.
Go first.
Adam
Etzart.
Etzart said, what was your all-time favorite Christmas gift that you've ever received? I'm going to let you
go ahead.
First.
Okay. I got a Redline BMX bike 1 year.
For real?
That was like my first legit sick BMX bike.
Do you still remember like the feeling of seeing
I remember
that?
It was one of those, and I'm going to do this year with my kids.
Really?
We'll talk about later next week or something. You open all the presents, and you're stoked. Wow, Christmas was great.
The second opening.
And then
fuck, dude,
parents go in the back
so
room and they go,
good.
There's one more thing. And you're going, oh my God, is it a pony?
That's how I got mine.
Came out and it was a Redline BMX bike. I'll never forget that Christmas.
Dude. Okay, so here's
then
mine.
They've been shitty.
Mine was also second opening.
Second opening.
Went through the full shred of everything.
Okay.
It's right after.
I'm getting excited.
It's right after like everyone eats like the brunch. And then my uncle goes, oh, there's Santa left something behind the couch.
In my pocket.
And I got.
Maybe this is something to be saved for therapy.
I got the Millennium Falcon.
You got the Star Wars.
The Star Wars Millennium Falcon.
Like and the real.
The like the
your from your uncle?
From my uncle, he gave it to me.
Damn,
uncle was
dude,
like he was really he was
awesome.
Super tight. And but it was like, you know, that was at that point in time, that was like a $60 gift in today's money.
$1,000. Were your parents like, wow,
no, they knew.
Thanks for showing us up.
They always knew.
That's so cool.
Because his job was always like
the rad uncle.
He was the rad uncle.
He's
so
definitely
was,
my favorite of your uncles.
He got me the AT-AT. He got me the Millennium Falcon. So that was it. And it's the second opening. If parents, if you're listening,
yeah,
you want to blow your kids' fucking minds,
second
you have
opening.
The second opening.
Dude, my second opening is going to be pretty good.
Your second opening has already been penetrating.
Thing is, on Christmas morning, and I'll tell you after Christmas how it went. I got a question from Sportcash1. This is a, I believe it's an Australian betting site.
Oh.
Sportcash One.
Mm-hmm.
They say, why WSL run event off when there is a big swell? Not very clearly worded, but I know what they're trying to say. So the Billabong Pipe Masters was called off during a big swell. And basically, it was just because the waves were too big. So most of the time, these events get called on or get called off because there's not enough waves. It's too windy, etc. Sometimes, in rare cases, for a place like Pipeline, even Sunset, Haleiwa, we've seen it in the past, is the waves are just too big. It's washing through. There's not enough quality waves for people to ride. So if you don't know how a surf event is called on or off, basically there's a contest director, there's a surfer rep, and there's a, sometimes a sponsor rep, and they get together and they tie the head judge. Todd's lost interest. Jen Wang, one of our favorite listeners, has a question.
She wants us to wish happy sing birthday. A happy birthday to her. Ready?
Okay, we'll do that. Let's do a quick happy birthday.
Hey, can hold on before we do this. That's the crazy thing about happy birthday is like you can be sitting in a crowded restaurant.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is go. And you can. That's the only song that you can get a whole restaurant to sing. For no fucking reason. I wish it would happen with other songs.
Been to Scarborough Fair. Happy birthday, Jen Wang.
Happy
Jen
birthday
Wang
to
wants
you.
To know.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
dear
Jen Wang.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Jen's awesome. She's a longtime listener and very involved in the podcast. And we appreciate her. She's heading to Copper for the Dew Tour next year. She wants to know something she should check out besides the comp.
Mm.
She's going to try to go snowboarding.
Yep.
She's going to check out the comp.
Yep.
But she wants to know... What else is
Woodward.
There to do in Copper?
Woodward. The Woodward Barn. Go
so
to the barn.
So you can go, let's say you're not, you don't skate, you don't necessarily
you can,
snowboard,
you
can go and hang out.
You can flip into foam pits.
Jen, we want to see you flipping into foam pits.
It's pretty fun. It's like a pool, but like more foamy.
More foamy.
It's like Ibiza.
We got a message here from a guy named at Matty. Multiple A's and T's and Y's. He says, tell the story. This one says, tell the story of Claw making you drop in drunk in Tahiti. It's a quick, I'll make it quick. Actually, it was Kamali Alexander,
okay.
A friend of ours.
Yeah.
He can be an intimidating person. I went on a day drinking boat ride in Tahiti with my brother and some friends, and we got basically blacked out.
This is Transworld days.
Transworld days. Basically, we were blacked out.
Right.
On our way back, we go to Chopo. It's four to five,
solid.
Maybe 6 feet. It's overhead, and I'm drunk. And we're swimming around the lineup laughing and probably being obnoxious, and Kamale comes up to me and says, catch a wave. Here, take my board, catch a wave. I'm like, no, dude, I'm drunk.
Right.
Can't do it. I'm drunk. He says, you catch a wave, or I'm going to go slap your brother. And I was whoa, dude. And I go, I'm drunk, dude. I can't. And he's like, okay, and he starts paddling over to my brother, who's oblivious to this. I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Really? He was going to go up and give cracks to your brother?
I don't know. He was probably joking around, but I took it serious. And I go, okay, give me your board. So I paddled out, and I could barely paddle. I catch a wave, and I get pitched. And I paddle back out. I go, there you go, here's your board. He's like, no, you got to make one.
Whoa.
And then now the whole lineup's involved.
Oh, my God.
And so everyone's like, all right, here we go, clearing the way. And so I caught a wave. I was blacked out, and I made the drop. And my friend Brian Bielman got a photo of it, and it's the most awkward surfing photo ever. My eyes are like, ooh. And I made the drop. I made the wave, and I gave him his board back, and all was well. And he was like, I was never going to hit your brother.
So
I go, oh, now you tell me. So Maddie, yeah, that was a fun story.
Wow. I'm going to slap your brother.
Yeah. So if you want to get anything from me, just threaten my brother, and I'll try to do my best to.
That's so funny.
To get at you.
Wow.
Any more?
That's amazing. That's a really good story.
Oh, okay. We got a good one. Finally, so last week's Would You Rather from Mississippi Mud Motors, we didn't love, but I think this one's really good.
Okay.
Would you rather? This is from Mississippi Mud Motors, California Mud Motors. Sorry. Sorry.
There's just some
California
mud.
_mud_motors.
Okay.
He always comes through with the would you rathers. Would you rather Jamie Mitchell's third story ejection to midfall leash yank or Albie Lair's lip crunch to the head? And I think in hindsight, now that we know Albie got freaking tweaked.
Yeah, he got
jabbed. I'm going Jamie Mitchell third story ejection. Did you see that wipeout? Yeah. But Albie's was worse.
It was way worse. Because it's like the whole, I mean.
It's like the ocean on you. Not,
don't put
not
the ocean on you.
Away. Yeah. So you agree, Jamie Mitchell's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree too. Let's agree to agree.
I mean, obviously, when did that happen? Was on Thursday or Friday?
Yeah.
It was Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Is that when the event was?
Yeah.
And Albie's still jacked.
Okay. We got another one from B. Pierce 78. Can Todd do more accents? Do you have any other accents that you do?
Not. Well, I do.
A lot of people loved the Boston Todd.
They really did like Boston Todd.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Right.
Because I didn't even feel like I did a good.
No, a lot of people really enjoyed it.
You fucking like
you
that.
You want to just give us one more Boston Todd for B. Pierce 78?
Let me fucking drop into it.
Tell it. Give us a play-by-play call on a wave. Give us Albie's wipeout wave at Jaws. All right,
here we go.
As Boston Todd. Go ahead.
Here we go. Do you want me to do it as in like I'm just watching it online at my house? Or you want me to do it like a WSL?
Yeah, kind of like a, you know, give us your reaction.
Okay.
To Albie right. Lair's wipeout, Boston Todd.
Let me set the scene. Okay, so this is, this guy's name is, fucking PETA, and he's from Somerville.
Okay.
And PETA just happened to, he was watching something.
The news.
Watching the Facebook news, and he ended up clicking on this fucking stream, right? Like this, the fucking video was on the thing.
Right.
And this is what he sees.
Go ahead.
First away. He sees the fucking Goliath wave coming in from out there. The swells that day were fucking massive. I'm talking wicked overhead. Okay, so it fucking comes in, and this guy, right, he's like, he fucking does the wave. He shoots the curl down into the bottom of the wave, and he's coming out, and the fucking lip, the top of the thing, the ceiling of the fucking wave hits him right in the fucking head. I swear to fucking God, as God is my witness, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, God bless his soul, fucking annihilated him.
He's dead.
It fucking annihilated him. He was fucking dead. He was dead, but he came back to life really shortly after that. Shortly thereafter, he came back to life. They were doing the CPRs on him out there in the water. They were doing the
ass to mouth.
The ass to mouth. They were doing the thing with the paddles, with the electricity that shoots through from the car battery. You know, my cousin Jimmy, he once hooked his balls up to a car battery once. You know, he turned the car on. That gave him a fucking shock. I swear to God. He remembered shit that he never even experienced.
That was wicked.
That was fucking crazy.
Wicked. That was Boston Todd.
But I digress.
I mean Boston PETA.
That was me. I can do stuff like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I got a show on January 5th.
Oh.
Save the date. Doing Cars.
What are you
Cars,
showing?
Rick Ocasek, and Benjamin Orr tribute night at the Belly Up in Solana Beach, California. I'll be singing Cars songs with a cast of legendary musicians. That's what I got
to
promote for now.
Moving in Stereo?
I'm singing Candy O, Just What I Needed, and what else?
If you sing Moving in
Since
Stereo,
you're gone.
I will come up on stage like Phoebe Cates.
And go, meow, meow, meow.
No, I'll take my top.
Oh, take your top
yeah,
off?
Like Phoebe Cates.
Done. Got anything else, Todd?
I always thought you were cute, Brad.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
All right, let's shut this down. We got another one next week.
Yep.
Star Wars is coming up. I hope you get your tickets. I'll fucking see you later. I got to get the fuck out of here right now.